Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today we got an NFL draft prospect special. We're going to start on the 2023 NFL draft. And the player that we're going to highlight, he's from the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's the quarterback, C.J. Stroud. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me, as always, I consider him the most talented guy that's doing this at a high level. The young man was formerly a scout with the New York Jets under two of the greatest coaches in the game, Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. Over the last year, he's made a tremendous contribution to 100 Yards Football based on his hard work, based on his talent. And I'm surely appreciated here at 100 Yards Football. And most of all, I haven't really put his book up here in the last few months, but please, if you could see it on the screen, whatever it takes, I would tell you from the bottom of my heart, it will change your life. Because this young man has had a lot of tough journeys, but he's overcame all that and has become a mainstay here on 100 Yards Football. And I'm very proud and very honored to have him on the show with me and over the last 2 years. So coming from Key West, Florida, I consider him the savant of the NFL draft. My man, I know him as DK, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mr. Turner. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, man. Ready to go talk about this great young talented man right here, C.J. Stroud, quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to unpack about C.J. Stroud. And believe it or not, it's May 2022. We're starting with the NFL draft. The draft has really become a year-round spectacle. And so let's talk about C.J. Stroud out of the Ohio State. This guy is a pure pocket passer, a thick-looking frame, 6'3", 215 pounds. And, of course, I'm a draft analyst that's held accountable and holds myself accountable to the game film. And I looked at him in 2021 against Oregon, Michigan State, and also against Penn State. And, you know, I know a lot of people like to throw a lot of shade on the Ohio State quarterbacks. So it'd be interesting to see as this thing progresses, like, you know, how they did with Justin Fields. It'd be interesting to see how this thing progresses. They start throwing shade on C.J. Stroud and say, hey, nobody can play quarterback coming out of the Ohio State. That'll be interesting to watch and see how that develops. You know, when I listen to the game film and I listen to the commentators talk about C.J. Stroud, they talked about how his first love was basketball. And that's interesting because he plays football like a point guard. He runs the offense like a point guard. My nickname affectionately for C.J. Stroud is the machine because he's like a jugs machine that throws the football out there. He hit the scene in 2021. He lit it up as a redshirt freshman for The Ohio State. He completed 317 out of 441 pass attempts, 71.9% completion percentage, 4,435 yards, 10.1 average, and 44 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. I mean, the 44 touchdowns was third in the nation, as I mentioned, as a redshirt freshman, which is astonishing and has put him on the radar for the 2023 NFL draft. And of course, I'm not a huge fan of using 2021 game film to project 2023 draft prospects, but it's only beginning in summer 2022. That's all I have to work with. I mean, there's rumblings that CJ Stroud could even be the first player taken in 2023 NFL draft. And there's a number of quarterback-starving teams in the NFL standing in line for a guy like this. Teams like the Seahawks, Lions, Giants, Commanders, Vikings, maybe even the Cardinals, depending on what happens with Kyler Murray. Also, the Jets could be grasping at straws by the time the next time the draft rolls around. And don't forget about the Houston Texans as well. Now, when I unpack C.J. Stroud, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of positives. So here's my evaluation of C.J. Stroud, okay? He seems very emotionally even-keeled in the pocket. He reminds me, in a way, of Jameson Winston. He's very decisive and deliberate in the pocket. A little mechanical and robotic in terms of his mechanics, but pretty good overall, pretty decent play-action fake. He's one of the things I love most about C.J. Stroud is his mobility, his ability to slide around the pocket, evade the rush. He can, you know, he can move around. He's a tough guy. He tends not to get sacked a whole lot. And he makes relatively, like I said, quick decisions with the football. Here's something I absolutely love about him is how mature he looks as a young man, as a young quarterback. And what do I mean by mature as a quarterback? Well, he has the ability to look off defenders, to look off receivers, and then come back a different direction and look him off and hold the safety. Love that about him. He's somebody that I love his ability on game film, the things that he does. He's got great field awareness out there, and he's fun to watch. Downfield, he's very downfield minded. What do I mean by that? He's motivated by driving the football downfield. He's not focused on the footsteps. Sure, he hears the footsteps and he knows they're there, but he's not focused on the pass rush. He's focused on driving the ball downfield. That's a big one from a scouting standpoint. He's got a strong arm. He can also take some hot mustard off the ball, and he can throw some touch passes too. And so he can finesse the ball a little when he needs to as well. He doesn't look like Trey Lance, who's trying to throw rocks at Coke bottles from 5 yards away and just sling. He actually can finesse the ball some. He's good at the short level stuff for the most part. And this is something he loves, the slant routes. That's his favorite route to throw, and the short an intermediate part of the field. It's like watching poetry and motion, watching C.J. Stroud throw slant routes. He just slings it like someone who's throwing darts at a bar. He can fit the football in the very tight and small windows downfield. He has that kind of an arm. And outside of that, he likes really throwing the ball predominantly to his right side, which is predominantly, he's a right-handed quarterback. He likes throwing it short and intermediate, even deep to the right. So middle to the right side of the field is his throwing domain. He's good on the short crossing routes as well, with the receivers coming across the middle. And the thing too that's impressive about C.J. Stroud is he takes care of the football, and that's something too that's impressive about him. We have a comment coming in saying that he also had a lot of talent around him, which helped. Of course it did. It definitely helps. But this young man is a very talented football player, very talented receiver. And getting back to talking about being responsible for the football for a second, that's evident by the 44 touchdowns and the 6 interceptions that he threw, that he's not out there throwing around a lot of dangerous, crazy looking passes. Okay, now what did I not like about C.J. Stroud as a former NFL scout? There's no tens, right? There are no tens. So let me go through that with us. I'm not crazy about his mechanics in the pocket when it comes to the ball handling. It's a little too robotic and mechanical for me. He's mobile, but he's not Michael Vick. He's not the galloping ghost. He's got that dual role. do a roll look, I guess you could say. But that's not him. This is not a guy who's going to beat you with his feet. He struggles throwing to the left side of the field at all three route levels, short, intermediate, and deep. That's something to keep an eye on as he goes forward. The ball tends to sail on him high, or he throws it low. And I'm not sold on C.J. Stroud's deep ball whatsoever. He hit a couple, but he missed a lot more than that, too. At times, he tries to aim the ball instead of just letting it rip. And the big one is it's almost like all the young college quarterbacks struggle with this, is the timing routes. That's something I wasn't super impressed with. And sometimes he waited until the receiver had made his break and waited for the football. You cannot do that in the National Football League. You have to throw the ball as a quarterback before the receivers make their break. That will be the biggest thing that C.J. Stroud needs to work on in the National Football League once he gets into the game at the next level. My end analysis pre-2022 NFL draft, 23 draft, is that I can put a first-round grade on C.J. Stroud. I want to see him get better this season as he progresses with more experience. I want to see him get better throwing timing routes, and I want to see him get better at his deep ball before I go out there and put a top 20 grade on him. But so far, so good. The young man looks very impressive from where I'm sitting as a former NFL scout. What are your thoughts, Mr. Turner?
I'm going to tell you, I like the young man. Played at a school that's got a lot of football tradition. The Ohio State Buckeyes. When you look at C.J. Stroud from last year, remember his first game against Minnesota. He kind of came out of gates real slow, but as the season progressed, he got better. And when you think about Ohio State football, you think about rough. You think about tough. You think about that cold, raw Midwestern football. That's Ohio State. And C.J. Stroud, to me, how he progressed throughout the season, is going to be a very special player when he leaves Ohio State. And then I'm looking at his production from last year. Granted, he had a lot of talent. He had two receivers that went in the first round. There's no question about it. But, man, first year in the system, 4,400 yards passing, 44 touchdowns, only six INTs. That's saying a lot. Then going to the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, the only game on the day, he put on a show against Utah, who had a pretty good defense in the Pac-12 last season. 573 yards, six touchdowns. To me, if the young man would have went into the 2022 NFL draft, he might have been the best quarterback on the board. But when you think about C.J. Stroud and you're playing at Ohio State, think about the pressure that you have to go under when you play in the Big Ten at that school. Archie Griffin, Howard Cassidy, Eddie George, Troy Smith, Jesse Owens, Jack Nicholas, Bobby Knight. That's a lot of royalty. And you see I threw other sports in there. Playing quarterback at Ohio State before in the horseshoe, but playing before 100,000. Man, that young man was special last year. Then think about all the quarterbacks that he followed. Tom Matty, Rod Gerard, Arch Sleaster, the great man that led the 1968 Super Sophomores, Rex Kern, Troy Smith, pretty boy Kurt Herbstreit, Cardale Jones. Remember, Joe Burrow was there. Unfortunately, he had to transfer to other school. We know what Joe Burrow did. He took the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl last year, then Justin Fields. And that young man came in last year as a first-year starter under all that pressure, and look what he did. And to me, that's special. And then he comes from California, yay, South Central. Went to the same high school as Patrick Chung, who had some pretty good years of safety with the New England Patriots. But the most important thing, when you look at the royalty and where he played at Ohio State and all the great players, Mike Vrabel, Corey Stringer, Terry Glenn, Joey Galloway, A.J. Hawk, Ted Ginn Jr., Jim Otis, the assassin Jack Tatum, Keith Byers, Chris Cotter. He came on the stage last year and he put it down. All you got to do is look at the Rose Bowl from last year. But I'm going to end it with this. You said something very important, DK. He's a very, very mature guy. Doesn't look like anything rattle him in the pocket. And just think about how mature he is. And then I'm going to tell you a story. His father right now, I believe, is in prison serving time. Think about that. Think about that. And he went to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia are must-see TV. They're going to always be one of the top three teams in the country over the next few years. And this young man, under all that pressure, performed at a high level at a school that's got tradition. Woody Hayes, I don't have to say no more. But the thing I like about him, all you got to do is go with what your head coach Ryan Day says about him. I got a great amount of trust in C.J. Stroud. And what that means, I believe in his ability 100%. All you got to do is look at last season. 4,500 yards, 44 touchdowns, 6 INTs, Rose Bowl performance against Utah, 573 yards passing, 6 touchdowns. I love the young man. I don't like him. I love him. Go the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Absolutely. There's a lot to like about C.J. Stroud, like you said, Mr. Turner. And the old saying in the National Football League is if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. You know, a lot of scouts, a lot of teams will be keeping a real close eye on C.J. Stroud as we go forward. And that maturity is the thing that you touched on that I want to circle back to here on the show for a second. It is the ability that he shows, the poise that he shows in the pocket, okay, against that pass rush, and the ability that he has to drive the ball downfield, and something that we don't hear a lot about from draft analysts on major platforms is something that's critically important to me as somebody who worked on a Hall of Fame staff with the New York Jets, and that's the rhythm and the tempo that he brings to an offense from a quarterback position. This guy brings a very even keel tempo to the offense, and he's always driving and moving the ball and the team downfield. It's very methodical, but he's literally, that's why I call him the machine, affectionately, is my nickname for him, because he just can continues the drop back fire. He sits in the shotgun at you, really, but he stands there and fires, and he just keeps on with it and on with it and on with it. And it's relentless. He keeps coming at you. And the types of things that he shows, like I said, for a young man, listen, there's quarterbacks coming out as seniors who can't have a hard time looking off defenders and coming back a different way with the ball. That is a veteran NFL quarterback move as a redshirt freshman. There's a lot of upside to C.J. Stroud. It'll be very exciting to see how he plays this season, because if he can string together, a lot of these guys are one-hit wonders, okay? They have one big year in college, and that's it, you know, like Zach Wilson had. But if he can string together two consecutive seasons with that type of touchdown-interception ratio, now that teams have had another offseason to prepare for him and everything else, if he can still put up those kind of numbers at the Ohio State, you can expect him to go very high in the 2023 NFL draft. This guy has a lot of upside. I'm excited what I see so far, and I'll definitely be watching in the 2022 NFL season. Mr. Turner.
I'd like to say, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'd like to give special thanks to my man from Key West, Florida, Mr. Daniel Kelly. And to the staff here at 100 Yards of Football, I want to really put this out here. We really came a long way in our last 2 years of doing this on the platform here, Facebook. And I wouldn't be where I'm at. So I'm going to give kudos, first of all, to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. He's been outstanding for the last 2 years.
Thanks to my man,
who 2 years ago, we sat on the steps where we was formerly employed at, where I'm still employed, the Atlanta Voice. My man, Mr. Jeremiah Lawner, we seen this vision. Man, I love you. Thank you. And then, of course, too, the 12-year veteran, first round pick of the Atlanta Falcons in 1981, Bobby Butler, Florida State finest. Thank you for riding with us. It's been a very great journey. And his great videos going back to his days at Ohio State in his hometown, Delray Beach, Florida. And of course, to two people that mean a lot to me, to my business partner from Brooklyn, New York, Mr. Ronald Keebler, my prayers are with you, and to my man who's been an inspiration to me every day and took me in as a friend, Mr. Mark Denham, out of Lufkin, Texas, same hometown as Dez Bryant. And of course, to my family in Memphis, Tennessee, to my mother and father, Chester and Inez Turner. Man, I couldn't be more thankful and more blessed for how y'all raised me. And right now, I'm flying high, and I feel good in what we're doing. And of course, when you're around talented people and people that believe in the journey, one thing I learned is that it might be hard from the start, but when you start having fun, the journey gets more successful. So my final words about C.J. Stroud, the only thing I can think of is the Ohio players. And they were very proud to be where they was from. So, to Mr. Stroud, O-H-I-O, O-H-I-O, Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. C.J. Stroud, I love you, my man. Quarterback of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. One more time, thank you, Mr. Daniel Kelly, coming to us live from Key West, Florida.
You're welcome.
Y'all be blessed this day here on 100 Yards Football.
Thank God bless you. God bless. Thanks for watching.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.